Welcome to B&B Financially Free, the podcast for ambitious individuals chasing financial freedom through buying short-term rental investments. We're your hosts, Chantal and Peter, and we're the founders of Good Neighbor Realty. Our brokerage has helped hundreds of people turn their active income into passive income by buying unique properties in incredible locations that are earning a ton of money. On this show, we'll bring on a diverse range of guests, from industry experts to everyday people who have achieved extraordinary results in their short-term rental investments, businesses, and personal lives. Whether you're seeking tactical advice or trying to unlock your richest life, B&B Financially Free is here to join you on the journey. Welcome to another episode of B&B Financially Free. I am so excited to have Thomas Berry on the podcast today. For those of you who don't know him, he is a property manager and real estate investor, and he focuses on high net worth individuals and luxury stays. And so I can't wait to dig in today to just hear more about how you cater, Thomas, to those higher end stays. But let's just get started with, you know, tell us a little bit about who you are. Tell us about your company. Tell us about the type of properties that you manage.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here. So just to kind of go all the way back, I'm originally from Canada, and my career has been in the hospitality industry throughout all my years. And so I was in the restaurant industry back in Canada, in Western Canada, in the mountains, in that kind of area. And then I got into professional boating or yachting. Ooh. So I transitioned my hospitality experience and my love for travel and experience and wanting to see the world into, I got into the luxury yachting industry. I heard about the white boats, as they call them, or super yachts. And I thought, oh my gosh, that sounds incredible. So I figured out, what did I need to do to get into that industry? I did all the groundwork and off I went. And so I traveled the entire world, working as yacht crew, starting out as a deckhand, working my way up to captain. And I've got probably about 80,000 sea miles to my name. Landed in Florida, which is where I met my wife, Tina. Was 13 years in the yachting industry. And so that is where I really honed in my hospitality experience and then really kind of segued into that luxury field, luxury side of things, and high net worth families. Luxury lifestyle management, I would call it, because not only was I their yacht captain, I'm also a formerly trained chef. So I was their five-star chef. And I ultimately started to help them manage their homes and their boats and their vehicles and their private jets and that type of thing. So that was kind of how things all really got started and how I honed my skills over the years. When my wife and I decided to have children, we were living in San Francisco at the time, working on a .com kind of millionaire guy there, running his yacht. And we decided to transition into estate management. So basically kind of a shore based version of the yachting industry. That took us back to Florida, where I worked for a rather large kind of generational wealth family there. Did that for 2 years, kind of got my feet wet in that inside of the industry, and then transitioned ultimately to Colorado, where I am today, working for an amazing family as their estate manager, managing their beautiful 9-acre estate in Cherry Hills Village. And again, just continually every day, just kind of getting better and better and throwing, I really specialized in events and throwing high-end hospitality style functions. And that led us to getting into vacation rentals, because we lived on this beautiful 9-acre estate for free. And so we had, you know, some expendable income. We decided, hey, let's go. We're now living in Colorado. The mountains is the place to be. Let's go, you know, get a condo or a home up in Breckenridge, which is what everybody thinks of when they come to Colorado for the first time. After this was back in 2014, 2015, looking at that time, it was to purchase a 2-bedroom condo in Breckenridge was about $350K, which was kind of at the upper end of our budget at that point. And my wife said, why don't we look at this? Look at this cabin I found over in Fairplay, just over the Hoosier Pass, right? And it was an acre and a half, 2,000 square feet. It was $249. We're like, we went and looked at it. We said, comparative to what everything we've seen in Summit County, oh my gosh, we'll take it. So that's how we ended up, getting into what we do now. Which is, we don't even actually consider ourselves, property managers. We consider ourselves professional hosts. As we like to approach this differently than everybody else out there, because we didn't really set out to start a business as a property manager. It just kind of evolved that way. But yeah, we had our original cabin there in Fairplay, and we didn't even actually plan to rent it out in the beginning. But when we welcomed our second daughter, our doctor said to us at that time, what elevation is your cabin? And we said, it's 11,000 feet. The doctor said, oh, you better not bring the newborn up there either the last 2 months of the pregnancy and the first 2 months of her being born. So we thought, oh my gosh, our cabin, we're not going to be able to use it for 4 months. What should we do? That's when we decided, well, let's just put it on Airbnb and see what happens.
Ugh, so I love that. That is such a cool way, and like, what amazing experience to lead you to where you're at now. So much overlap actually between the two of us. My background was, I went to hospitality school. I'm from South Florida. I don't know where you were doing yachting, but I'm from Fort Lauderdale, which catered to a lot of that sort of clientele. And the overlap between, you starting as like a deckhand and then becoming a chef and then now like managing these super high end, super luxe stays. It's just such a cool journey to see you really hone in those skills. And so I can't wait to like dig into, how to cater to this higher net worth clientele in the space. And I don't feel like a lot of people are doing this well. And I feel like that's where you as a company here in Colorado really stand out. So tell me about the properties that you have in your portfolio now in Colorado. Like what areas are they in? What's a typical like bedroom count and purchase price for these types of properties that you're managing?
Absolutely. So first of all, our company is called Hosting from the Heart, and that evolved, that kind of came about when we went from that first cabin, which is in Fairplay. We ended up purchasing the home, a cabin two doors down from us, from our neighbor. And so now we had two homes. And the idea at that point was like, well, hey, wait, this could actually be a nice way for Tina to stay home from work and just be a stay-at-home mom. Little side income, she can take care of the properties. So that's where Hosting from the Heart was born. And when people first started to stay with us at our cabin, we personally decorated the home, and I built all the beds by hand and did all the wainscoting and aspen tongue groove ceilings, and we built all our own picture frames. So there was a lot of love and care that really went into it. And the people that would stay there really resonated with that. They thought, they would write us letters like, thank you so much for welcoming us into your home. We created lifelong memories, and we could really tell that there was a lot of love and passion that went into this property. And so that's kind of where we drive to the Hosting from the Heart part, where people liked that we were really hosting them truly from our hearts, because we enjoyed it. It was more than just making an extra $1,000 here and there. It was like we really enjoyed welcoming people to this place that meant a lot to us, and that they were creating memories there. So that's where we started. We got to two, and then I discovered master leasing, or Airbnb arbitrage. I'm not sure how you're familiar you are with that, or your listeners are as well. But that was a way for us to get into the Summit County marketplace, which has always been very expensive. As I mentioned, that $350,000 condo is now probably worth 1.5. So we probably should have still bought the 350 if we could have back then. So we went from two up to six, because we master leased four properties. We would basically approach a landlord that had been typically renting their home in Summit County to like a ski lease or like 12 snowboard guys for the winter, and it would be trashed at the end of the winter, and the landlord would have to go in and fix up the home and everything. So we pitched this concept of, hey, we will give you premium rent, and we're going to take care of the home. We're going to do all the maintenance. We're going to manage it like a 5-star hotel, and you don't have to do anything. We'll do it all for you. And 9 out of 10 people that we'd approach would say, no way, no thank you. 1 out of 10 would say, that's interesting, let's chat. So that's how we ended up acquiring a cute little cottage in Breckenridge, two properties in Frisco, and then the one in Littleton. So that was, we got to six at that point. And we really started to see the numbers in Summit County were extraordinarily better than anywhere else. It's the main destination for skiing and such. But at that point, this was pre-COVID. We had six. We took on one more master lease in Frisco. So we were at seven, and then the pandemic happened. And we didn't know if we were done or what was going to happen, like many of us. We were shut down for 2 months. We put in some 30-day renters during that time just to cover costs. And then all of a sudden they opened it up and we skyrocketed. It was unbelievable. We could rent our cabins in Fairplay for $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a day. No matter, people would just pay whatever we wanted. It was amazing. So at that point, we still just had the seven. We were feeling good about that. And then the phone started to ring. People would call us and say, "We see your listings. They're beautiful. And your reviews and like Tina's reputation is amazing. Would you do that for us? Would you manage our home?" And we, at that time, had no intention of that. Again, no intention to be property managers. We kept saying no. And after the phone, we kept saying no. Finally, I said to Tina, "Are we missing an opportunity here? Because, you know, we're saying no, but how could we do this, right? We didn't have the bandwidth." Long story short, we ended up, the lady I was master leasing the Littleton home from, her name is Amy. She was furloughed from Marriott. So she has 25 years of experience in hospitality, and she was just didn't have anything to do at the time. She said, "If you need help, I could help you." So we brought her on board and we said, "All right, let's say yes to these people." So very quickly, we grew, we scaled, we onboarded 12 homes in 12 months, which was quite a bit, because when we onboard a home, we don't just say, "Okay, great, here, we'll take some pictures, we'll throw it on Airbnb and see what happens." We curate the homes into a hosting from the heart home and into a luxurious home away from home experience. So primarily, we really started to grow in Fairplay initially. And so we're currently at 9 properties in Fairplay, which is more of that kind of rural mountain forest kind of experience with nice views. But you got to go up a crazy kind of dirt road to get to the home and things like that. So it's not as, say, maybe convenient to the ski resorts, but people love it because it is only 30 minutes to Breckenridge, but you get that cabin in the woods feel. So we have 9 homes over there, but we started to build our portfolio in Summit County, which is where it got exciting. Our reputation, we've never marketed, we've never done anything. People just started to call us, and we ended up partnering up with Omni Real Estate in Summit County, who've been amazing. So when they have a client, an investor that's looking for a property, they come to us. I do a proposal on the property. I say, "These are the numbers that I think we can do for it." And then we help them get the sale, help them find the right home matched with the investor and with the proper numbers. And so it works great. Works great for the investor. Works great for us because we get a purpose-selected home. Works great for the realtor because they obviously sell a property. And so that's what's really helped us to scale again, in which we've just added 12 homes in the last 12 months in Summit County using that method.
That so is amazing.
We're in Breckenridge, Copper Mountain, Frisco, Silverthorne, Keystone. That's kind of like ski country USA, which is our main focus right now.
Yeah. And I really, so I've gotten to see homes in your portfolio, and we have, we've talked about some properties in that area, and it seems like the ones that you are focusing on, typically, at least the ones that we've been talking about, entry level is somewhere around 2.5 million all the way up to $12, $14 million properties. They're ones that are very high quality homes that are in prime locations. A lot of them are like ski in, ski out areas. They have at least 5 bedrooms. You actually typically target properties with more. Tell me a little bit about like the buy box that you are telling people to buy within and in the ski town areas.
It's a great question. So we feel very lucky that we're now in a position where we can be very selective and we can really hone in on that buy box, like you mentioned. We're no longer looking at, say, condominiums or townhomes or 1 or 2 bedrooms. We're basically, our threshold at this point is $3 million in value and up. Typically, accommodating 16 guests or more is really the target, and then location-based as well. Breckenridge, in the resort overlay areas, which coincides with the regulations. You know, you can't get a license outside of those areas. So ski in, ski outs is really the focus. Higher end luxury. What we've done is we've created or we've designed an elite area, a portion of our portfolio. We call it our Premier Collection. And so those homes have a certain threshold or criteria that they need to meet to become part of the Premier Collection. And we're only accepting homes in the Premier Collection at this time. The homes that have, like I mentioned, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bedrooms, typically a media room, a game room with pool table and arcades and things like that. If it has an in-house massage room, is always a big hit. Must have a hot tub. You know, those types of higher end amenities is what we're looking for. And those are really probably the fastest moving and the most lucrative sector in our industry across the board right now. And so we're very blessed to be positioned well with that segment.
Yeah, it's so cool because, you know, there is this stigma that people believe that, you know, above a certain point, like short-term rentals don't make sense. And I've heard multiple people say like, well, you know, like assets in these class A markets are don't have good return. And I think that you are proving that sentiment wrong, that like these can be extremely lucrative assets if they're done well. I would love to talk about like the type of clientele, like when are they coming? Why are they coming? And what are some of the expectations you feel that they have when they're booking their stay?
Yeah, absolutely. So we definitely, our guest avatar, as we call it, or our target market is executive level clientele, families that travel annually in groups, that do their annual ski trip or their annual Thanksgiving or Christmas trips. Certainly high net worth, affluent individuals that aren't necessarily looking for just how many bedrooms and how many bathrooms. It's what is the experience we're going to have when we're here? And who's the team behind this experience so that if something goes wrong, we know we're going to be in good hands? And what are the creature comforts and what are the amenities? I can't stress the importance of the amenities when you have, say, a family of 20 people where you've got everyone from grandma and grandpa to the newest baby, you know, that's just been introduced to the family. And so what are all those people going to do for this week? How, if everybody is happy, if there's something for everyone to do, the trip is going to be a success. So we focus on a few different areas. Amenities being number one, like I mentioned, if it has a game room, we try and maximize all of the activities for the children. A media room is really important. Kids play area, toys, things like that. So the kids are happy, but also the parents. What are the parents doing? Is there a nice lounge? Is there an area to have a nice formal dinner for 16 to 20 people? The outdoor areas, is there seating for 16 to 20 people? Can everybody have a nice time outside of the home, whether in the winter or the summer? You know, is there a fire pit outside? So the amenities are super important. And then what we do on top of that is, we kind of model ourselves after, and this is like, I like to shoot big, right? But we model ourselves after the Four Seasons hotels. When I've stayed at Four Seasons, it's extraordinary. You know, you're going to get a very nice, comfortable mattress. You're going to get top-notch sheets. Everything you need is going to be in place during your stay. If you need anything, the team is there to help you. So we ultimately want to be the Four Seasons of short-term rentals. So All of our units have premium Helix sleep mattresses in them. They all have what we consider to be the best sheets we can supply at a reasonable cost. We get these incredible sheets. People write us probably 2 to 3 times a week. Hey, what were those sheets? Those were amazing. I need them for my bed. I slept like a dream. So we've got beautiful sheets. We got wonderful pillows. And then all of the, what we call our luxurious home away from home experience. So we've all gone on vacation. And you leave the comfort of your home, you go on this exciting vacation, but oftentimes when you're on vacation, you're missing out on the things that you're used to. So you're a little bit out of your comfort zone. Maybe the bed wasn't that comfortable. You had to go to the store when you got to the said Airbnb or property and go buy all of the condiments and buy salt and pepper and buy cooking spray and all the things you're going to need to cook a few meals this week. Well, we supply everything for the guests. So when they come in, the kitchen's fully ready to go, condiments, spice racks, cooking sprays, olive oils, vinegars, all the things are there. In the bathrooms, you've got cotton swabs and Q-tips and luxurious hand soaps and lotions and premium conditioner and shampoo. So that's our luxurious home away from home experience, where it's all the things you like and you enjoy at home. They're in place so that when you get there, you don't need for anything. And I always say, I ask people, I say, how do you define, you know, luxury? But because we like to say our home is a luxurious home away from home experience, not even in our Premier Collection homes, in all of our homes, we want you to, even if the home necessarily isn't categorized as a luxury home, we still want the experience to feel luxurious. right? And so that was another way for us to differentiate ourselves from the competition. Most property managers out there provide a starter kit. Here's two rolls of toilet paper. Here's one, you know, cheap roll of paper towels. And there's like one satchel of coffee in the kitchen, and that's it. And so those people, you know, they don't feel like they're uncomfortable while they're away from home. And then they look forward to going home. We love it when people say, we had the most amazing week. We don't want to leave.
Yeah, I think that that's so important, because I think that there is this gap in the industry of, you know, frankly, I often prefer to stay at a hotel because I know at some level what to expect. I know that it's going to be clean. I know if there's an issue, they're going to be accessible. And I think a major issue in the short-term rental industry by private hosts is that there's just this level of inconsistency. And so the fact that you are able to bring a luxury experience and like a level of consistency across your properties, I'm sure you get a ton of repeat customers that are specifically looking to go to your properties, which is really a cool value add. When a customer books the stay with you, do you see any patterns in like whether or not the majority of your customers are booking through Airbnb, Vrbo, booking.com? Are you getting direct bookings? How are they finding you? Where are they coming from?
So we currently do, I'd say across the portfolio, the mix is about 70% Airbnb, 20% VRBO, and 10% direct. Our direct booking percentage is growing. Now that we have established ourselves, you know, for the last 8 years, and we actually just started to really retarget and market back to our guests. We don't want to be salesy. We don't want to be kind of in your face, but we do have StayFi routers in our homes. So we capture all the guests' emails and phone numbers. So we can, when they sign into the Wi-Fi, they get a little email. Hey, thanks for staying at our home. This is who we are, and we'd love to have you back sometime. And so that segment of the business is definitely growing. We'd like to see it up around 20 to 30%. But it's amazing the power of Airbnb. You know, where there is a lot of, other companies that are trying really hard to get away from Airbnb. To me, they're our bread and butter. They bring us 70% of our business. So we pander to them. We do everything. We follow the algorithm. We check all the boxes to make sure that we work really hard for all of our properties to be on page one, position one on Airbnb. So we get a ton of people, whether it's corporate stays at our larger homes, people looking to have a micro wedding, family reunions, executive business, you know, outings, you name it, all the way just down to, you know, just recreational travel. They find us primarily on Airbnb. Sometimes they find us there and then figure out who we are and then contact us through our website, hostingfromtheheart.com. But some people still actually really prefer booking through the platform. They know they've got that quality assurance. They've got that 24-hour cancellation. They can literally cancel up to 24 hours before check-in. So they like that that element. So that's kind of the breakup of how we get our bookings now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Especially in our market in Colorado, the majority of the bookings are through Airbnb. And I think that making sure that you're optimizing to their algorithm. And I think that you do that so well with all of the amenities and with the higher occupancy, like the lower number of barriers that there are, the flexible cancellation policies, like all of those things like play into, you know, them promoting your property heavily. So I think that that's really neat. Are there any like special services that you offer to your higher end clientele? Like, let's say that someone wants to book a chef, or they want, you know, help with getting ski rental stuff. Are there anything extra for your like premium properties that you're offering that maybe you wouldn't offer in like a mid-range property?
Absolutely. So our Premier Collection homes, As soon as they book or they inquire, we immediately respond in person. So we have our amazing guest relationship manager. Her name is Tracy. She came from the Marriott world as well. She was a coworker of Amy's, and she has, you know, just incredible background in the hospitality industry. And so she reaches out to the guests personally to introduce herself, sets up a phone conversation to learn more about them, their goals, the purpose of the trip, and how we can go over and above to make it special. So that's kind of that first step. And then she works with them all the way through leading up to the event or the stay, during the stay, and then after the stay as well, just to ensure everything was fabulous. We have a beautifully developed group of vendors in our markets where we do provide private chef services. We can do in-home massage, in-home yoga, black transportation if you want a Sprinter van or something like that to the ski resorts. Pretty much anything you can think of, we can help them with, and really are excited about delivering that right now. And our goal is to really expand on that and increase that and moving forward. As we add these nicer homes, I mean, we're in the process right now of adding in and onboarding the penthouse at Blue Sky in Breckenridge, which is one of the most, you know, sought after ski and ski out condominium buildings in Breckenridge. So in that upper echelon property, we're going to be taking that to the next level, our VIP concierge services. And then, we do intend to add these $5 to $12 million ski and ski out chalets in Breckenridge this year as well, in which it'll just go to that next level, which really kind of ties into my background as that estate manager. I would basically employing those same things that I was, the strategies that we would do to ensure my billionaire bosses would enjoy during their stay. We're implementing that into vacation rentals. So we're excited that it kind of, we've carved it this little niche, and we're boutique. So we're small. We're not trying to compete with the larger companies. We don't want to get to 100 or 200 units. We want to keep it at 35 so that all of our efforts go 100% into the guest experience and to take care of our owners, making sure our owners are very happy as well.
Yeah, I think that that's such a unique thing that you're offering that I'm not seeing. Like, I don't think I've spoken to a professional host or a property manager at this point that is giving the level of value that you are, from like a concierge service, from having a dedicated member on staff to, you know, be their point of contact, to, you know, them making personal contact. I think that that's so differentiated. Do you see many competitors doing this, or do you feel that this is happening more and more, or do you feel that you're one of the few companies at this point that is offering this in the area?
I'd say we're definitely one of the few. There are some other established players that do really strive for that higher end experience that they deliver. And I think that's great. In terms of like the boutique side, probably not so much. You know, I think that's really our niche, is the fact that, you know, we turn down probably 2 to 3 clients a week. People were asking us, would you manage our home? And we just say, sorry, it doesn't meet our criteria at this time, where we get to be really, really picky. Whereas most of the other companies are looking to just continually scale, and they'll take on almost anything. So yeah, there are some players out there that are doing it. There are the larger companies that you'd see nationally, like Avant Stay, things like that. But, the one thing about this industry, it's not very scalable. It's not a scalable industry like a lot of the other industries, because it's so hospitality based and person to person, involved. You know, you can't just set up some systems and apply it to all homes and it's going to work. Every home is different. I intimately know every single one of my homes. I know their HVAC system. I know where the breaker panels are. I know all these things. And so when the guest does have an issue at Saturday, you know, 5 p.m. and something's not working, either myself or my team are there for them, and we're there to help, and we're there to get through that. Whereas if you have 200 or 300 homes, I just don't know how it's possible. Mm-hmm. You could have all the best systems in the world. That personal touch is just can't be there. So that's where I think we're definitely niche, and just that boutique side of things. But I definitely encourage all hosts to really try and up their game, as, like you said, oftentimes you stay in a hotel because there's those inconsistencies. And I feel the same way. A lot of times, if I know I need to get a good night's sleep and I need what I need, I'm going to stay at a hotel because I know it's going to be there. We're trying to deliver that same, you know, kind of the Marriott model, where it's like the same products exist throughout all of our properties. And so that a guest that stayed at our Sleeps 23 9-bedroom home might come back and stay with us in a 2-bedroom condo, and they know they're going to have the TV worked the same way, the bed was the same experience, they know the kitchen had this and that in it. So that's kind of a unique product offering there. But yeah, I think the industry is going to continually move towards this side of delivering hospitality in the homes. I think if you're a host and you're not, then you're not going to be able to maybe sustain that for the long term, because the guests have a much higher standards that they're looking for.
I so agree. Yeah, I think, yeah, since I got into the industry in 2017, and I think you mentioned 2015, I think the guest appetite has like increased as the industry has matured. And so I agree with you wholeheartedly that it's so important to continue to level up and think about like, how can I provide a consistent experience? And I really love that when you were describing, you know, your avatar, you talked about all of the things that they were going to be doing. You know, they're going to be cooking at home. They're going to be like having dinner at like a large table with 16 to 18 people. And like, they're going to want condiments and they're going to want a spice rack, and they're not going to want to have to spend their vacation having to, you know, stock your kitchen. And so making sure that you're really leaning into that and providing a high quality experience and product, I think, is so important. I'd love to talk about the owners that you're working with. So the people that you are taking properties on for and hosting, are you typically working with people who are looking at this as like a cash flow investment? Are they people that maybe purchased this as a second home and never intended on renting it as a short-term rental and are now seeing that they can offset some of their cost? What does your typical owner avatar look like?
It's a great question as well. As I mentioned before, we kind of had a unique start in this, in that where people came to us asking if we would help them. And so we were able to kind of set it up on our terms. We weren't out there marketing saying, hey, please let us manage your homes. So, and we wanted to do, like on a typical hosting from the heart fashion, we wanted to do it differently. So the way we approached it is, and the way we approach our owners is, we call them our partners. So we say, this is going to be a partnership between us and you, and we are going to work towards creating a custom curated home that's unique and completely different from everything else in the marketplace. So we stand alone. We are going to deliver extraordinary guest experiences, and that means going all in on the things we spoke about, amenities and luxurious home away from home, you know, niceties. And we're going to, the goal is to maximize revenue. Like, this is an investment. We're going to run it like a business, and we're going to produce you a nice cash flow. At the end of the year, we're going to do a profit share. Our profit share is fair, so that we make enough to cover our costs and make some profit, and they make enough to cover their costs and make a profit. So everybody wins. And so that's how we started out with these partnerships. We now have, I think we have 17 or 18 partners, because some of our homeowners have multiple homes with us, which is great. And we own 7 properties ourselves. But yes, at this point, 100%, we only work with investors. If someone were to come to us and say, we're thinking of buying a second home and we want to use it in the summer months, we just say, you know, unfortunately, it's not a fit for our portfolio at this time. Or we do encourage our owners to use their homes 2 to 4 weeks out of the year. We want them to enjoy it. It's a lifestyle asset that we think is fun to have. But anything more than that really puts us into a realm where you're not going to cash flow at the end of the year if you start using it more so, and if you're going to use it during peak season. So we heavily encourage them to use it in the month of May and the month of October when things are slower. But yeah, we love working with investors. Now we work with specific investors where we're out there, we've got a buy box, and we're just every day pounding the pavement to try and find, with the help of yourself as well, trying to find those deals, running numbers, trying to find that next like unicorn that's out there that's just truly spectacular. And to speak to kind of your earlier question about this asset class, we have some, you know, 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom condos and homes, single family homes. The challenge there is that there's thousands of those in our market, right? So even though ours are unique and the design is spectacular, and so we are like the number one 3-bedroom single family home in Frisco, for example, people still have the choice of whether or not they're going to stay in a hotel or stay in that short-term rental, because it sleeps 2 to 6 people. You can get a hotel room, 2 hotel rooms, 3 hotel rooms. When you have a large format luxury home that sleeps 20 people, that has a chef's kitchen, that has all the amenities I mentioned earlier, you really take yourself out of that, oh, should we stay in a hotel or should we stay in this home? There's no comparable. You can't have, you know, 24 people for a sit down dinner and all stay in the same home, and, you know, the kids playing in the playroom and stuff like that. So that's where we're able to like massively outpace the market with those luxury homes, because they're so niche, they're so unique. The one property that I can mention is our big home in Keystone named Star Mountain Lodge. That really changed the game for us, because now when you search Breckenridge and you search for the highest grossing home in Breckenridge or in Summit County, it pops up as the number one. And so the people call us just because of that. Oh, if you can manage that and I read your reviews and they're extraordinary, well, then you can definitely handle these other properties that we're thinking of. So it's been amazing for us. And we have guests that find that home and then they end up booking one of our other homes because they have an even larger group where they want to have the whole family, the 40 people stay at two homes, things like that. So that's where this asset class is really, really unique, or that niche within the asset class of that higher end luxury home stands on its own feet.
Yeah, I like that you said that they are unicorn homes, because I agree with you. Like, they are not things that are easy to find. And I think that, yeah, this whole industry is like, you're really looking for something spectacular and then you're delivering something spectacular from an experience standpoint. And yeah, you and I have started, you know, analyzing like multiple properties together, and a lot just like don't work. A lot don't pencil out, and we're having to dig in really, really deep to find something that can be like the next spectacular investment. And I love hearing that you're specifically working with investors, because I think that people have, again, like this preconceived notion that like these are only, you know, vanity assets or lifestyle assets. But what I think you guys are proving is these are amazing like investments and cash flow assets if you run it like a business and you have a partner like yourself. And I think that your model is really unique and thoughtful because your interests are aligned, because you're in a profit share model, because you're in a partnership. You're not going to just allow them to purchase everything and take a flat rate and call it a day. Like, you're very invested in this as well. So I think that that's a great model that I haven't really heard a lot of before.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Cool. Well, Thomas, this was so helpful. I feel that like anybody listening to this that's thinking about getting into a luxury asset has so much to glean from this. So thank you so much for your time. If someone wants to get in contact with you, if they think that they have, you know, a great property that could meet your portfolio, or they would like to partner with you on buying a high-end asset, how do they get in contact with you?
Absolutely. That'd be lovely. Our website is hostingfromtheheart.com. There's our phone numbers on there. Email is on there. They can send a, you know, request through the website. So that's primarily the best place to go. You can see some of the homes that we do have in the portfolio. And, as I mentioned, we're at 31 right now. We have, two, possibly three in the pipeline. So we only have literally one or two spaces left, at this current time. So, if there's anybody out there that's got a, you know, $5 million and up ski and ski out property in Summit County, we'd love to chat, because we're looking for those absolute shining star gemmed properties to fill those last two spots, that can do remarkable income. We're seeing homes generating gross revenues in the $700,000-$800,000+ per year, obviously minus operating expenses, but you absolutely can turn this into a cash flowing asset, as well as the tax benefits on these higher value homes are tremendous as well. So
yes, for
great,
sure.
Great opportunity for an investor looking for something in this asset class.
Yeah, we actually, if you are interested in the tax benefits, we have another podcast episode with the CPA. It would be too long for Thomas and I to get into it on this, but yeah, bonus depreciation and cost segregation. If you're a high income earner and you need some tax strategy, short-term rental investments can be such a great way to do that. And yeah, you did mention your gross revenue. And I know I've seen it on AirDNA, one of your top performing properties. I think it is making like close to 800K. And I think the purchase price was somewhere like right below 3 million. It was a crazy good deal. And so the return on that is just extraordinary. So I just love to hear that that's possible with a great operator that has vision. So thank you so much, Thomas.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
As always, thanks so much for listening. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend who's also interested in real estate investing. And don't forget to subscribe and give us a review wherever you listen or watch your podcasts.